Good morning.
Good morning.
Another beautiful day the Lord has blessed us with. May we continue to rejoice and be glad in it.
Are you a generous person? Not just with money, but with your time and with words of encouragement? The Lord reminds us that we are rich. Rich especially with His grace in our life. And with that truth in our life, we, as His children, ought to be the most generous of people. But are we? Food for thought as we hear the Lord speak to us through the readings on this ninth Sunday after Pentecost. I invite your attention to the invocation on page 3 of our worship bulletin. My soul finds rest in God alone.
My salvation comes from Him.
He alone is my rock and my salvation.
He is my fortress. I will never be shaken.
We worship today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
Please stand. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him.
He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken.
My salvation and my honor depend on God.
He is my mighty rock, my refuge.
Trust in Him at all times, O people.
Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil, and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, hear the word of Christ through His called servant. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God for His amazing grace.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Pray. O Lord, Your ears are always open to the prayers of Your humble servants who come to You in Jesus' name. Teach us always to ask according to Your will, that we may never fail to obtain the blessings You have promised.
Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God,
from Holy Scripture, 1 Kings chapter 3. What is it that in this case we can learn from Solomon? At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, "Since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We join together in the singing of the song.
A reminder to always keep in mind who is the one behind what we have and what purpose he gives it to us. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Timothy 6. "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed, and in so doing have departed from the faith. Grace be with you all." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Do you view what Jesus has given you as your greatest treasure? The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
We begin as we now turn to our hymn.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours, thankfully, in great abundance from God our Father, and also through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning. We turn back to these words from 1 Timothy. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has definitely made you a rich person. If I were a rich man, you may recall those lyrics from the production, Fiddler on the Roof. If I were a rich man, how does he go on? What would he do with the fact if he had wealth? Well, if you were a rich person, what would you do with the wealth that you have? As you think about how you would answer that, keep in mind that we really are rich people. Maybe not rich as the world would define rich or wealthy, but the riches we have in Jesus, those riches are far better. Though there are plenty of people in the world who would disagree with us on that. Since the Lord is aware of the various temptations that we have to face while we're on this side of heaven, He gives us even more words of wisdom and keeps those words of wisdom in front of us through His inspired scriptures to help us keep our life focused on what it needs to stay focused on. The focus is not to be on what we earn while in this world, but rather what God has earned for us through His Son. So we look at these words of 1 Timothy 6 before us today for meditation with this thought in mind. Keep your hope in God. It's a great place to keep it. Because God is the source of everything. He is the source of wealth. He is the source of earthly wealth as well as spiritual wealth. Did we give ourselves a body with arms and legs and eyes and ears and a mind? Did we give ourselves the ability to grow up and make a living? Aren't we rather fearfully and wonderfully made by God, our Creator? What arrogance, isn't it? To think that we have brought about our own life and that we bring about our own wealth, that we are the ones who are behind the ability to make a living for ourselves, not giving credit where credit is due for all of that, and when we're not in a position to earn a living for ourselves, that it has been made available that our needs still can be taken care of through others? Isn't that one of the reasons, though, that God has given us earthly wealth? And when we talk about wealth, we're not talking about being millionaires, though if we really were to add up all that we have been able to make or that we have received for our entire life, someone has said we really are millionaires. We just didn't save and live like we have been. But doesn't God give us earthly wealth, not just to provide for ourselves, but also to provide for the needs of others? And so do we look at the ability to make a living as a gift from God rather than a tragedy? But because of sin in the world, instead of looking at the ability to make a living and seeing all that we have physically as a gift from God, we get all frustrated and mad and upset. How much better to go through life with a grateful heart than an ungrateful one? Not just for the earthly wealth that God has seen to give to us through various means, but especially for the spiritual wealth that God has given to us, centered in the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Talk about good news. For all the ungratefulness that we have through this life, for all the misuse of the earthly wealth, for all the complaining that we do, what did God do with all of that? He put it on His Son. And what did His Son do with all of that? He took it to the cross. And what did He say? My God, why have You forsaken Me? For the sins of the people, He was forsaken. And what else did He say? It is finished. Sin paid for, atoned for. You are forgiven. Not to go on and living ungrateful lives, but rather to see through the cross and from the cross how grateful we are to be. And as we have that gratefulness for the spiritual wealth, the forgiveness of sins that God has given to us in Christ Jesus, that just sets the table for being grateful for the earthly wealth that God gives to us as well, no matter the amount of that earthly wealth. And talk about generous. I mean, God is very generous with earthly wealth, providing for us physically. He satisfies the desires of every living thing. There's really no reason why anybody should be hungry in this world, at least not from what He has provided. That's on us if people are still starving or living on the streets. That's not on Him, but on us. And when it comes to spiritual wealth, again, He has laid out the table so generously. John 3:16 is a clear reminder of how generous our God is. And Jeremiah summed it up in Lamentations. His mercies are fresh and new. How often? Each and every day. Talk about generosity on steroids. That is God's gift of wealth to us, rooted in the forgiveness of sins. And with that forgiveness comes a new attitude toward looking at this life and the gift of eternal life that remains ours. As Romans 8 reminds us, not even poverty can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And yet how many people think being physically poor is the worst thing that could happen to them? What is the worst thing that could happen to you? Leaving this earth without Jesus in your heart. So keep invested, the Lord says. It's not rocket science when it comes to building up the faith that He has given to us, that spiritual wealth. I mean, we recognize it when it comes to earthly wealth. I mean, how many of you have thousands of dollars under your mattress? Don't say it out loud because that would be a problem. But what do you do with that thousands of dollars? Even if it's $1, what do you tell a little child when they earn money mowing the lawn? Save some of that money. And let's even go to the bank and watch that money grow. You don't need thousands of dollars for that. But the more we invest, the more it grows. And what do we invest for? We invest for that rainy day. We invest for retirement. We invest to take care of others, as well as our needs long term. Because we know if we don't invest, well, it can't grow. It's no different, in a way, when it comes to our faith and investing it in the one thing needful. The more that we are invested, the more that faith and our relationship with God grows. But if we only treat our faith as an emergency fund, well, if we didn't set aside money for that emergency, then we don't have that money. It's too late when the brakes go out to now set money aside for the brakes. Same with when trouble and hardship comes in our life. Before it comes, we are to be invested. So when it does come, it's just a little bump in the road. But how often do we make mountains out of molehills? Because we're not properly invested where we need to be. God has given us the means to be invested, His means of grace, and the interest rate cannot be better. And so keep your hope in God, the source of everything. For the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, not just the physical, but also especially the spiritual. And with that in mind, your hope in God, we are to give evidence that this is the case. We are reminded through Paul's words to Timothy to be generous with what we have been given. Not just our wealth, our physical wealth, but also with our words and acts of generosity. Along those lines, then avoid godless chatter. Don't get caught up in the philosophies of this world which try to outsmart God in His Word. Don't get caught up in foolish arguments and discussions, but rather stick to what we know from the Bible. Don't just be people who make a physical presence, but don't take it to heart. Fruit should be evident as we're connected to Jesus. Faith without works is dead, the Lord reminds us. And so if we're not encouraging one another, then we're not bearing fruit, good fruit. If we're critical of one another, more so than encouraging, I mean, ask yourself, would you rather hear words of criticism daily or words of encouragement? And parents to children, remember how we talk to them when they're young. If we are discouraging to that child, to thinking we're doing the right thing by being all macho, there's consequences to that approach. Just as there are consequences to anything goes approach to parenting. It's not easy. But saying that you will never amount to much, will your child ever forget those words? Or I wish you were like Billie Jean or Bobby Joe. Ouch. Words do matter. And when you're in the workplace, do you appreciate being criticized? There's a difference between criticism and being corrected because you're making the part wrong. But couldn't we be more generous with words of encouragement? And not like from the South, bless your heart, but genuine words of encouragement from the heart? Are we not generous with our words of encouragement because we have not appreciated the generosity of God in our own life? If we don't see that generosity of God in our own life, sit before the cross some more. Get invested and stay invested. And again, not just generous with words of encouragement and with our time. You know, some people have said, well, I've done my share. Is there still blood pumping in your veins? Then your share is not over yet. Not until God says it's over. Maybe it'll shift what you do, but your time is God's. God, keep us from arrogance, thinking that time is ours and that our mouth is ours to use how we want. And it's not just the mouth that we speak verbally, but what we do on social media and through email and texting. God sees it all. Be generous. But also then, the Lord says, be generous with the physical money that I give you. He warns us about the pitfalls that come with money. What are some of the pitfalls that we are reminded of that come with money? Especially with people who have been blessed with a good amount of money. They become self-reliant. And how many people have made foolish decisions? I mean, I've heard recently of someone who retired at 40, a multimillionaire, and by 50 was completely broke. Because he forgot to factor in the 2008 downfall. And now no income, was living on the streets. Foolishness. Arrogance. How many people get all puffed up because of their bank account and the cars they drive and how they dress? We need those reminders today just as much as they needed those reminders then. I mean, not really much has changed, has it? I mean, when Paul wrote these words to Timothy, warn people who are rich, doesn't specify the amount of that wealth, to not be arrogant, but to be generous. And to be careful for those quick, rich schemes. So much common sense God provides to us in His written word. He has been so generous with us so that we can be generous with what He has given to us, that we then can leave a living legacy. Of what is a proper priority in life. The issue is not the money, right? But the attitude with the money. Are we leaving the next generation with a proper attitude toward money? That it's not the be-all, end-all for us, that we're not chasing after, that it's a tool that God has given to us for His purposes. Do we set the tone that money cannot buy, fill in the blank, happiness? Oh, temporarily, but then that fades away. Money cannot buy lasting physical health. Oh, you can maybe get better treatment if you got money because you know this person or that person and can get into that hospital or not, but what still happens to you eventually? Money cannot buy entrance into heaven. It's not through that, but rather through the precious blood of Jesus. And so, rightfully so, the warning to all people, no matter what your wealthy status is, if we have an attitude of bitterness, or we're lazy, or we're not throwing out words of encouragement from the heart, what kind of legacy are we leaving there? Won't then that type of legacy carry on to the third and fourth generation of those who despise the Lord? God help us keep our hope in God, recognizing Him as the source of every good and living thing, and recognizing then He has put us in a position to live and leave a lasting legacy, one that is ruled by grace. For love is the fulfillment of the law. Love for God and love for one another as we put His commandments into practice. And so, as Paul encouraged Timothy, so he encourages us, guard what has been given to you. Guard that gift of faith. Guard the physical blessings that have been given to you. Guard the spiritual blessings that have been given to you. Hold on. If you're walking around with $1,000 in your pocket, what are you doing? Are you letting everybody see it? You're guarding it. You're protecting it to hold on with our faith. While we want people to see it, we're to guard it. So keeping our hope in God, we say with the hymn writer, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare to make no other claim but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, clothed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before His throne. And you can say the refrain with me if you want. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our generous Lord and Savior. Amen. We turn to a confession of faith. It's found on page 10, the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that He has seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated.
We pray. Dear Father in heaven, with your gift of a Savior, you restored hope for our fallen world and brought glory to your name. We thank you for the good news that you have reconciled the world to yourself through your Son.
Be with us as you give us opportunities to proclaim your glorious chance of salvation.
O Jesus, Lamb of God, we praise you for offering yourself as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of all. On the cross, you declared the sacrifice for sins completed. At the open tomb, you assured the world that sinners are reconciled to God.
Be with us as you have promised, so that we can be bold and confident witnesses to our family members and friends. Be with us.
Holy Spirit, blessed Counselor, use your word of truth and power to break down the barriers to our witness, including fallen mankind's natural hatred for God and Satan's wicked work among us.
Empower us by your gospel, and encourage us to be faithful for our witnesses to the people among whom we live and work.
O Father, whence all blessings come, O Son, dispenser of God's store, O Spirit, bear our offerings home, Lord, make them yours forevermore. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, we thank you, Lord. You have watched over them through life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. Lord, we ask that you refresh the bodies and minds of Dwayne Carlson, Homer Carson, Ken Bartelt, Dina Oswald, Greg Wheezy, and others as they face medical challenges. Not only refresh their bodies as you will for them, above all, continue to refresh their minds and hearts with the reminder that these health challenges do not change their status with you through Jesus. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, send us by the power of your word into the mission fields beyond the walls of our church. Give us hearing ears and seeing eyes that seize the opportunities you set before us to be your witnesses.
Guide us, strengthen us, and bless us, and we can declare Christ to our world.
Amen. And we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As we continue now with
the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he is betrayed, took bread. And when he given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
pray. Almighty God, grant to your church the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes from above. Let nothing hinder your word from being freely proclaimed to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, so that we may serve you in steadfast faith and confess your name as long as we live. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. To God be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Just in addition to reading the weekly news as an update of what's going on in the summer months and coming up in the fall, just a reminder a week in advance, LWMS Mission Box, next week opportunity to continue to support the proclaiming of God's generous gospel to the world through such efforts. So you can learn more about that if you don't know already at the information board there in the lobby. And as God keeps your hope in Him by the work of the Holy Spirit throughout the week, just another reminder of who can you offer a word of encouragement to and how will you go about that. Have a great day. Thank you.